I'm not sure I could.
Right.
They say
Alright. Alright. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, second hour, coming up with my guest Ryan Dawson. Thank you for that phone call to Phil. I appreciate that. I honestly do. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. You know, Phil, sometimes I ask myself why I do what I do. And when I get a phone call like that, it answers my question. Because I'm sure you know we have our ups and downs here. But somebody has to step up to the plate and blow the doors off of this deceit. Now, and speaking of deceit, I want to read another sentence out of your article. It says, there can be no doubt that the press consciously distorted information leading up to the wars, talking about Iran, talking about Afghanistan, and that they never made any clear pronouncements about how they had been wrong about their lies with the weapons of mass destructions, the myth being a clear stinging example. There are a couple, there are people in the U.S. who still believe that Iraq had WMDs or that they had moved them to Syria. If you want to know who planned 9/11, then a good place to look would be who do we know that then planned and lied about Iraq? Also, who has been lying about the most about Iran? Who championed the disinformation? Where were the lies coming from? And when was the war really planned and where? The answer to all of these questions are sadly the same: Israel and the American Zionists. And that is a fact we can prove. Now, you assert that you can prove that fact. Give us some documentation on that, if you would, Ryan.
Sure, I'll prove that it was that they lied. First of all, well, you didn't find any weapons of mass destruction, but you could claim that they just made a mistake, that they thought they were there, and then oops, they weren't. But you can't really say that after looking at the Niger forgeries. They tried to say that Saddam was buying yellow cake uranium from Niger, and he wasn't. And the document that they used to try and prove that was fake. They forged it, and they definitely forged it because they signed the wrong person's name on it. The foreign minister whose name they signed was out of date. He'd been out of power since 1989, and they're claiming that this happened after that.
Even the seal on the document was wrong. The seal on the document was outdated.
Yeah, the seal on the document was wrong. They made a mention to some obsolete ministries that didn't even exist anymore. It was terrible. It was a terrible forgery, and that went right up through Michael Ledeen and Gurbanifar and the Iran-Contra things with Sisimi, and then supposedly to British intelligence and then to Bush. But what's interesting is that a group that was that monitors uranium and not a nuclear proliferation wing of the CIA was Valerie Plame's outfit, which used Bruce R. Jennings and Associates as a front company, because you got to explain their incomes and so forth somewhere. Well, when Libby ousted Plame and blew her cover, he blew the cover of all the agents working for Brewster Jennings. So that entire wing of the CIA, whose job it was to track nuclear weapons and uranium, was ousted. And he had to do that because they would have been in a position to figure out who forged those documents, which made claims about the uranium. And then, of course, Plame's husband, Joe Wilson, wrote an op-ed piece and said, look, this is a fake, you know, the Niger forgeries. But he didn't have to get that information from Plame. I mean, he probably just knew that because he was an ambassador and he went to Niger. I mean, if I knew it at my computer, then he knew it. A lot of people should have known that. Anything that the neocons ever say, you got to research it, because like 99% of the time they're lying or exaggerating or twisting something.
Well, you know, it's like my mother. Mother used to say, you know, if you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about remembering what you said. And that's their problem, is that they've told so many lies they can't remember what they said, and that's why they continually get caught left and right. Now, I tell you what,
this is a lie coming from a man who was a lawyer for Mossad agent involved in all these other things to cover the tracks of Douglas Feith, who met with Israeli generals. The Iraq War is an Israeli plan. It's not only the clean rag paper, but let me just read this from Odin.
Well, no, wait a minute. We got to stop. We got to take a break. Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
We'll be back.
Go ahead. I'll come back.
Then I've got Scott coming up in North Carolina when we get back to the break. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Ryan Dawson. We'll let him expound on that, and also go to Scott, North Carolina. Stick with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my special guest, Ryan Dawson. Ryan, I've got Scott in North Carolina. Well, go ahead and finish your thought, and then let's go to the phones again. It's 800-313-9443 if you want to call in. Scott, hold on just for another minute, and I'll bring you up. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right, from 1982, Odin Yidun, he made a plan for dividing Iraq up into sections and fostering religious infighting, which is exactly what's happening right now. And he said, Iraq, rich in oil on one hand and internally torn on the other, is guaranteed as a candidate for Israel's targets. Its dissolution is even more important for us than that of Syria. Syria was written about in Clean Break. Iraq is stronger than Syria. In the short run, it is Iraqi power which constitutes the greatest threat to Israel. An Iraq-Iran war will tear apart Iraq and cause its downfall at home, even before it is able to organize a struggle on the wide front against us. Every kind of inter-Arab conflict will assist us in the short run and will shorten the way to the more important aim of breaking up Iraq into denominations, as in Syria and Lebanon. In Iraq, a division into provinces along ethnic religious lines, as in Syria during the Ottoman times, is possible. So three or more states will exist around three major cities, Basra, Baghdad, and Mosul. And the Shiite areas in the south will separate from the Sunni and Kurdish in the north. It is possible to present an Iran-Iraq war confrontation deeply polarized. And, of course, they did have war. But look at what's going on right now with the Kurdistan and the Shiites and Sunnis being divided up. False flags going on there in Basra with the British to encourage more infighting between these groups. It is tit-for-tat, the Israeli plan. That is Odin Yidun from 1982.
It's unbelievable. Okay, let's go to Scott in North Carolina.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's that? Yeah, Scott in North Carolina. You're on with Michael and Ryan. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, my question for you is, who can we vote for to turn around all this corruption?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
There you go. That's my answer.
That's my answer, too. I'll tell you what. I wanted to hear it.
I expected that answer.
Well, I was going to say, you can go on my website at www.theamericanawakening.org, and I would encourage all the listeners to go onto my website, click on interesting links, go on the left-hand side down to the date is September 30th, and there's a test that you can take on all of the relevant issues. That you take this test, and it will tell you which candidate best fits your interest. And I took the test, and guess what? Ron Paul popped up. How about you, Scott?
Well, I haven't taken a test, but I like what he says. I don't see him much on TV, though. I see him mostly on the Internet. Been hearing a lot about something going on November 5th.
There's a big fundraising event.
Is that wise, or should they just donate, you know, at any time? Seems like.
Is it wise to donate on November the 5th?
Yeah, it seems to be organized on the Internet that everyone's going to donate on the same day. I wasn't exactly sure why.
Well, I don't think it matters whether it gets there on the 5th, 4th, 3rd, or the 10th. Just get it in there. In all honesty, and I know, Ryan, you're going to agree with me when I say this, is that, you know, if Ron Paul gets elected, and yes, it used to be a really, really long shot. It was 60-1 Las Vegas odds. It's down to 3-1. But if he gets elected, there's going to be a lot of this stuff that gets reversed. He's not a one-man show. He's not going to solve the problem overnight. But he really is the, in my mind at least, he's the final hope for this American dream, which was at one time a constitutional republic.
He's a throwback to Jefferson. He voted against the war, et cetera. Noting on the 5th, I think the only thing with that is if people organize and vote in mass, it is a good tactic because it's a way it makes people feel part of something. But if that all happens on one day, it sort of forces the media to take note of it. They did when Ron Paul raised over $5 million in a month. And it shows the power of the web as well, that, look, we can organize and do that. But, I mean, I already donated my money to Paul. But I encourage people, if you want to donate now, if you want to wait till the 5th, it's pretty soon anyway, so go for that. But, yeah, I kind of agree with that campaign, gets people to do it.
I think it came as a big surprise to the powers that be, the media, if you will, that the web was as big as it was with Ron Paul supporters, and they didn't take that into consideration. The problem is there's so much pressure being put on them now, and just as Scott, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, you don't see much of him on mainstream TV. Well, Fox was just caught red-handed, telling them not to put the cameras on Ron Paul. Just what was it yesterday, day before, Ryan? So yes, it is. It's a planned effort not to let him get on mainstream TV, but they're failing.
Who owns the media?
And film people eating and don't film Ron Paul.
Yep, that's the video. They're directed not to have him. And when they do have him, even in the debates, he doesn't get as much time as the other candidates at all.
No, he'll get out of a two-hour segment, he might get 6-7 minutes, and the other ones will get 15-20 minutes. Go ahead, Scott.
Who do you think his vice president is going to be if he does win? And that's the last question I'm asking.
In my mind, there was a senator that came up on Alex Jones' show the other day. I can't remember his name now, but he tossed his hat in the ring for the presidency. He's under the Democratic ticket, which I guess that would mean that he couldn't be a vice. Well, he could be. But at any rate, he had a lot of the same ideas and he had a lot of the same experiences as Ron Paul. So I thought he was rather interesting. The list of Republican candidates that are in there right now, if I had to make any kind of a guess whatsoever, I suppose the one, and let me preface this by saying the one that I would probably be the least uncomfortable with would be Tom Tancredo. But in saying that, I would also say that doesn't mean I'm not uncomfortable. It just means I'm, you know, not as uncomfortable as I would be with somebody like Giuliani or McCain or somebody like that. Ryan?
Giuliani is the male version of Hillary Clinton.
What about you, Scott?
Or the female version of Hillary Clinton.
it depends on your perception. Huh?
If I had to pick a vice president out of the guys running with Paul, I'd put them on a dartboard and throw a dart. I don't like any of them because they're all
pro-war. It's pretty bad. Paul can do a better choice than that. He may even pick a libertarian or even a Democrat like a Senate. They can always change their party to run. But I'm sure whoever he pick, any random person on the street would be better than Giuliani and Clinton and some and
as you know, Ryan, all of these guys are in lockstep. As a matter of fact, half of the members of both parties, 5 out of the Democrats, 5 of the Republicans, or 6 of the Republicans, are CFR members. So, you know, it's and I mentioned this on a show I had about a month ago or so. You know, if it's Hillary Clinton running against Giuliani, you've got a choice of doo-doo or caca. Which one do you want to pick? You're going to get crapped on it whichever way you go. You know, so
both hailing from the Empire State.
Right. Yeah, so if you look back, we go back through, you know, just this last election with Bush and Kerry. Okay, both cousins, both members of Skull and Bones. Again, do you want doo-doo or would you rather have caca? Either way, you're going to get crapped on. When we go back into the first election.
You want pee-pee in a can or a cup?
Really? Okay. Well, Scott, you got anything else for us? Did he leave us? Scott, you still there?
Maybe so.
Okay. At any rate, phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with a question or comment. Happy to have you on the show. Ryan, let's see.
Yes.
You, another sentence you had written here is, you want to know, do you want to know why I drive the point home that PNAC and the war on Iraq came from the same cabal? Well, let's look at some of their policy papers. Now, what specific policy papers were you alluding to there?
Oh, I have a list of those. One of them was called Bombing Iraq is Not Enough. That's actually the title. That was a Kagan paper. Gosh, there's so many of them. They're all listed in that doc, but there's of course the Rebuilding America's Defenses. There's Saddam's Impending Victory in 1998. There's another statement that Wolfowitz made to the U.S. House National Security Committee. There's one called How to Attack Iraq. That's the name of it, How to Attack Iraq. That's also written in the 90s.
And
then there's the letters to Clinton in 98. But get this, they even said in the paper that Saddam had biological weapons underneath his palaces, which is verbatim the lie that Judith Miller, who was one of the employees in the New York Times that Libby leaked Plame's name to and wrote to in jail, was the same reporter that reported that junk about mobile labs and bio labs underneath his house, his palaces. And that was cooked up as a source as people in the Iraqi National Congress, like Ahmed Jalabi, what a joke, a bank fraud.
The felon.
Yeah, he's a good felon. and all these Iraqi exiles, like, who knows if they even said it. I mean, the press, they just made it up because this has already been written in the 90s, and they're just retelling the same lie instead of saying it came from Margaret Kagan and Louis Libby. They're saying, oh, I heard this from anonymous Iraqi defector, and then of course it ended up being bogus. There weren't any mobile labs, and there were no aluminum tubes, which is really funny because that wouldn't even work anyway. You can't use that.
An anonymous defector, how convenient.
Well,
speaking of these connections, and I find it interesting, there's another sentence because, you know, as I go through this, and it was, as you know, it was a long article, 35, 40 pages, and I go through here, I highlighted some of these that I thought were rather interesting to discuss, but there's another sentence in here that you, you penned that says, the lies about Iraq and 9/11 are all inside the PNAC papers. The authors are the same people who created and covered up the Niger forgeries. We covered that. But they were also involved in an Israeli spy scandal, which still has not seen a trial. And at least two of them, now get this, folks, at least two of them, John Lehman and James Thompson, were on the 9/11 commission, for crying out loud. I mean, is that is that the fox guarding the chicken coop? And then you've got, you know, Philip Zelikow, who was, you know, an expert. Remember when George Bush came on and he said, we're going to get a team, you know, when they finally put enough pressure on him to get rid of Kissinger. You know,
how about Fred Felding?
What's
Fred
that?
Fred Felding, the lawyer, George Bush's lawyer and lawyer for Blackwater. He was on the 9/11 commission. And and James Thompson, not only was he on the 9/11 commission, but he was on the board of directors with two other people. Of Hollinger Inc., and that was Richard
and then we got
Pearl,
Jamie
Gorelick.
This is the experts that they pick, the experts that they know that would bury it. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be back at Free. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us, and then when we get back, we'll go to Bob in Texas. Stick with us, Bob. We'll be right back. We've got more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Before I get back to my guest, I want to make a quick announcement that Julie just gave to me, and that is that for those of you who don't know, Ron Paul will be on Jay Leno tonight, mainstream. Yay! How about that, Ryan?
That's awesome.
Okay, we've got. Let's go to the phones here. We were on the subject of the Kean-Hamilton Commission, which is a joke in itself. But let's take a break from that. Let's go to the phones. We've had Bob holding here for a bit. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on with Michael and Ryan. Go ahead.
Commission.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. It's a good show, and I like to say that the truth has a certain ring to it. And I'd have to say that your words have that ring of truth, at least to my ears.
Well, thank you, Bob. Are you a new listener?
No, I'm an old listener. Old listener.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you listening. I don't know. You know, I've got a lot of new listeners, new ones coming on all the time, and you know, I wasn't real sure. Are you a first time caller, Bob, or have you called in before?
I'm a first time caller to your show.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome, sir. I appreciate your call in, and I appreciate your compliment too. I really do. Go ahead.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I didn't hear the first hour of your show, but I know that your guest is in Japan. My question is, can I I don't know how you have, in my opinion, Mr. Dawson, your thoughts are very clear. You have a certain clarity that I find really refreshing.
Well, it's all based on documents and facts. This isn't something about a German death cult or aliens. This is the real deal and real people.
Well, can I infer that maybe the Japanese in general might see this as clear as you do?
Maybe not all of them as clear as I do, but they see it a lot clearer than the U.S. I actually did my own poll. There's a video up on YouTube. I went and asked. I heard a statistic saying that like 30% of Americans didn't even know when 9/11 was. So I went around and asked the Japanese, and I couldn't find anybody who didn't know when the day was.
Do the Japanese
recognize... This is the most educated country in the world.
Do the Japanese see us as... Are they able to see Zionism and its influence on American policy?
Well, the political people seem to see it. There isn't... They don't really have the wall here. There's no Christian Zionists in Japan. There's about as many of those in Japan as there are Buddhists in the United States. So they don't have that hurdle to get over. So they kind of can step back and look at it, and they're really confused. They say, why is this powerful country, the U.S., pandering to Israel so much?
That was my last question. Once again, thank you very much for the show today.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you coming on. Okay. Call back again anytime.
Okay.
You know, interesting, and he brought up Japan, which is going to lead me right in. You're over there in Japan. Do you speak Japanese, Ryan?
I try to.
Okay. But, you know, I happen to watch, you know, as long as we're on this subject and we've got this occupation going over in Iraq and we've got these neocons and these Zionists that are banging the war drums for Iran, I went on, I found this movie watching place online last night because I don't have a TV. And I happened to watch the Clint Eastwood movie Flags of Our Fathers, which is about Iwo Jima. And the Flags of Our Fathers movie was from the American side. And then Letters from Iwo Jima was the Japanese side. And, you know, when you watch those two movies, it brings home to you the personal experience of war. Not just the bullets flying, but the personal experiences in the families of war and the travesty, the tragedy that different families undergo and the psychological trauma that is inflicted upon our soldiers. And as I watched those two movies, I couldn't help but continually think about all of our brothers and sons and daughters that are over in Iraq, occupied Iraq, and you know what, Ryan? They're locked over there right now. They're over there on third and fourth and fifth tours, and these neocons, these fascist bastards won't let them come home because of their agenda, and that just galls me.
It's a war completely based on lies. You know, to put 9/11 in perspective, as 3,000 people died, that's about 1,000 less than Bush's father killed in Panama, a forgotten war. But Iraq, you're talking about a million people, and you add the sanctions, which starved to death 500,000, and then 650,000 who have died in this conflict, plus the Americans and British and Polish, all these people who are dying, and for what? You know, they lied. There was no reason to invade Iraq for the United States. There was for Israel, but not for the United States.
Well, and it's interesting that you bring that up, because, you know, it was exposed that the weapons of mass destruction were a lie, and it wasn't just exposed, it was emphasized by this ridiculous speech that George Bush made at, I believe it was at some sort of a dinner, where he was joking about it, looking under the podium. You know, there's, no weapons of mass destruction over here, and the guy's laughing about it.
How funny, George. You're going to make jokes about depleted uranium necks and deformed babies? I mean... And it wasn't just Bush, it was the whole audience laughing with him.
Pandering right on, and it's because they've got a lot of stock in Dyn Corp, Halliburton, and Northrop Grumman. Okay, I mean, all of these people that are sitting in that audience obviously have blood on their hands because they're making money off the blood of our sons and daughters.
They don't care. It's like vicarious masculinity for them. It's like Ledeen wrote about, every now and then you have to pick up some little country and smack it against the wall. They treat the military like a toy, just to use to profiteer from. They don't know what war is at all. These people are chicken hawks. There's one senator that has a son in Iraq, and it's James Webb from Virginia, and he's opposed to the war. He was newly elected, but he's like the Ron Paul of the Senate. He's a lonely voice. It's terrible, and I do recommend those films to people to see Letters of Iwo Jima and Flags of Our Fathers. It really humanizes things.
Yes.
People don't realize it's not all G.I. Joe. I mean, you really got to look at it and say, gosh.
All right. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, the American Waving, with my guest Ryan Dawson. We got more. Stick with us. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Ryan Dawson. You know, Ryan, we're talking about connecting the dots and these people behind the scenes and the ones that are laughing at this dinner with George Bush, cracking jokes about weapons of mass destruction. There wasn't any there when he's got the blood of over a million people on his hands. You know, it's just interesting that you know, Paul Wolfowitz presented an open letter to Bill Clinton, as you write, in 1998, where the opening line clearly stated a desire to go to war with Iraq. So they found a reason to go in there. Okay,
not
but
only
it's,
also go ahead. Suggest INC be the new alternative government with Chalabi. That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. But what's even more interesting than that is that, you know, as I you know, relive in my mind that joke that George Bush was talking about with the weapons of mass destruction and all the people in the audience laughing with him. Okay, what that really means is they're laughing at us behind our back. And some of the people that have some of these connections, and here's another interesting one that you pointed out, and I just kind of circled here. Mary Kay Letourneau, the woman who got pregnant, you remember that, folks? The woman who got pregnant after raping a 13-year-old student, she's the sister of Joseph E. Schmitz, who is a conservative lawyer, former inspector general for the Department of Defense, and executive with Blackwater USA. These people are incest, for crying out loud. They're crazy. They're psychopaths.
He was supposed to investigate Blackwater and Pearl and didn't, And then after he resigned, he got a job at Blackwater.
This is just the epitome of sick. It's incest. It's sick. It's psychotic. There are not enough adjectives in the English language to describe how despicable these people are, Ryan.
I've written some, but I can't say them on air. line that preceded the comment that Bush was joking about weapons of mass destruction, and he said these people are laughing at us. The line that he said just before that is, I'm talking to the haves and the have-mores.
Instead the of haves have not. And the have
the haves mores. And the have mores. And they all laughed at that. Like, ha ha, aren't we a nice little rich clique?
And all these
on the top.
Yeah, I mean, and you go through this. The brother of George Bush, Jeb Bush, married a woman named Columba. Her sister is married to John P. Schmitz. Jeb Bush and John P. Schmitz are brother-in-laws. John and Joseph were both law clerks. Joseph was a clerk for the neocon James Buckley. I mean, it just never ends. It's like you know, you and I and you know, 500 members of the, or maybe 300 members of the Patriot Movement, we're all buddies. Okay, and we're all scratching each other's backs, and we've all figured out how to.
Yeah, but
con
we're not all married to each other and stuff like that.
That adds insult to injury in itself. But we've figured out a way to con the American people out of their hard-earned money. We are in cahoots with people who have devised the scam back in 1913 for the fractional banking system, which is basically
that's
nothing more than a
banking.
Fiat scheme.
That was the BIS caused the bubble to pop in Japan too. Well, that's a big tangent, but yeah.
Well, now. Okay.
It's fiat money. There's no sound money anymore.
Well, okay. Let's go to Japan
except
for just a minute.
Rogue countries.
You had, and I want to mention this to my listening audience, because as I was perusing through, and I'm an internet surfer, of course, I do this for my research. But at any rate, I was perusing through. I ran across your article, and then it was a couple days later that I ran across the video. I didn't even know it was you. But later you had affirmed that it was you. You had done a video on YouTube of the freedom, the comparison in freedoms between Japan and the United States. I was going to have my wife, who is from Scotland, come up on the show and compare freedoms from Scotland to the United States. But what's interesting is that people that are propagandized into coming to this country, they think it's the freest, the greatest opportunity in the world. And people that live here are so dumbed down, they don't know the difference. But people who come from other places or who live there know there's a big difference between the lack of freedoms here and the massive freedoms elsewhere. Can you expound on that just with some of the comparisons between Japan and the United States?
Not just Japan. I've been all around Asia, you know, Hong Kong as well. And it's the level of personal liberty here is just amazing. And I met a guy here from he just came here from Australia. And I was just, like, drinking a beer by the road. We were going to a party, and he said, can you do that? You know, you're not worried about that? I said, yeah, it's legal. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm of age. Drinking age is 20. And it doesn't matter. But that just got me thinking, yeah, I was sort of surprised when I first arrived in Japan. You could see people riding on the train if you want to have a beer or something, or just looking outside at some of the stuff. The level of censorship on things, it just isn't here. They don't go after unnecessary stuff. Now, if you break the law, if you do something that harms someone else, then you're in big trouble. But as far as personal liberties go, it's pretty utilitarian. It's pretty, you know, John Stuart Mill. There are no victimless crimes in Japan. And they don't have police in the high schools. You know, you don't have, like, in the U.S., a lot of schools, if you have even more than 1,000 kids, there's a cop or two on duty. And in extreme cases, they have metal detectors and bars on the windows like a jail. It never happened in Japan. You go to school to learn. It's education. They don't need police. I mean, the teachers can handle things. They just don't have the issues, the violent issues that the U.S. has, because they have a different kind of media.
But also, if you speak of the violent issues that the United States has, then you also have to look at why do they have these violent issues. And as far as in my mind, Pardon me?
They're fostered. Tensions are fostered.
Right, exactly. I believe that a lot of this is a byproduct of this government. You know, there's an old saying that says the mood is a reflection of the person that you have occupying the office. And the mood has, since George Bush has been in office for the last 6.5 plus years, has gone down to where you, I mean, at least in Phoenix, Arizona, if you get in the car now, if I get in a car to drive from point A to point B, I have an inherent concern, not a fear, but I have an inherent concern of road rage now because I see it on a regular basis. Every time, I'm not just talking about on a, you know, an isolated incident. I'm talking about almost every time I get in a car and drive more than 5 miles, I see some incident where somebody is not necessarily in road rage, but they are rude. They will cut you off. They will flip you off. And I don't recall it being like that 10 years ago.
No, and when I lived in the U.S., it wasn't that way. But now, you know, the person on the road is probably already angry if they just stopped at the pump to get gas.
speaking
yeah,
of
Japan
gas.
Japan is so peaceful and polite. I mean, it's just, it's not just a stereotype. I mean, you come here and you just, wow, it's really sincere. And I had reverse culture shock when I go visit my family in the U.S. And just the level of just conflict, not just violent conflict, but argumentative and bickering and stuff. I mean, you turn on the news and it's like a Jerry Springer style talk show. I mean, they're yelling at each other and saying to shut up and put downs, and it's terrible. I mean, it's so asinine and immature. The media in Japan, I mean, they report the news. They've had good coverage on the situation in Burma and the things going on here. Our neighbors.
Is it unbiased? I mean, but is the coverage unbiased?
No, it's biased. It's biased, but it's not.
Okay, I believe we lost Ryan again. Ryan, are you still there? Ryan, are you with me?
I am here.
Okay, you're cutting out pretty bad for some reason. I don't know why. It must be the Skype connection under the Pacific, or, you know, or it's a satellite connection, isn't it?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. You broke up to a point where I missed a couple of sentences, but
and the main form of media in Japan is the newspapers, not television. People
not
actually read.
Okay, but overall, yes. As far as the respecting people's you know, privacy, or respecting people's, you know, space, if you will, I'm sure it's much different, because I've seen, you know, films of Japan and so forth, and they're much more polite than they are here.
Oh, you could never get away with wiretapping or something like that. Never. I mean, it just wouldn't happen, and people wouldn't put it up with it.
Well, in my tenure of fogging a mirror on this planet, I've had the privilege of traveling to several other countries. As a matter of fact, I have an expatriate that came up on my show a couple of weeks ago, Ron from Austin, and we were doing a little bit of the comparison with freedoms in other countries. And you know, the truth be known, and I've been to the Philippines, I've been to England, I've been to Spain. The truth be known, that there are more rules and regulations, to quote Donald Rumsfeld, in this country than there is in any other country that I've ever frequented or visited, by far. And that, you know, the ironic saying that, you know, ignorance of the law is no excuse. If an individual were to go sit down and try to read and understand the laws which have been passed, so supposedly to protect him, he'd be there for the next 30,000 years reading laws. This is what has happened to this country. And again, you know, I have to go back saying, remember, folks, Ron Paul's going to be on Jay Leno tonight. Now, that's national exposure. I don't know what his audience is, but this guy is really probably the biggest hope. And I know he can't do it all himself, but he's probably the biggest hope that we have to at least gain some of what we have lost back. And Ryan, I know you'll agree with me when I say, you know, every time we turn around, we've got some new draconian legislation that's been enacted, or in a presidential order, or a military commissions act, or an H.R. 1955. They come at us from all angles here. And it's,
yeah,
we
don't have a constitution anymore. Americans make up 2/3 of the world's lawyers. It's just cops and lawyers. And if you turn on TV, it's a cop or lawyer show all the time. I mean, it's either laws or law enforcement. And we imprison 2 million people. You know, there's 42 times more people imprisoned in the U.S. than Japan. But, I mean, there's more people imprisoned in the U.S. than in China. And China has over a billion people. And the United States has 2% of their entire populace in jail, 20% of it on drug crimes, which I don't think the punishment fits the crime. And a lot of those cases, I think drugs are stupid. I'm okay with it being illegal, but I don't believe in throwing people in jail. That doesn't help them at all. for that, especially for the lower end drugs.
Well, but it's more
part of a business. Jail's a business.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a business now. It's more of getting people into the system, because a lot of the people that are in the system, yes, there's 2 million people in jail, but there's 7 million people that are in the system that are on home detention or on parole or whatever. And, you know, the fact of the matter is once they are in the system, they've got them in a database, number one. They've got them paying money in fines and restitution and that sort of thing on an ongoing basis. They literally deprive them of their liberties. They take away their guns. They take away their right to vote. There's a colleague that I have lives here in Phoenix. I found it interesting that he was arrested on 4 bogus charges. They came into his house and tasered him about 10 times. They arrested him. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but in order for him
police abuse.
In order for him, they allowed him to get out on his own reconnaissance. But before he could get out, he had to sign this yellow form that stipulated that he wouldn't say anything about what he was in there for. He wouldn't talk to anybody but his lawyer. They had about 15 things in there, and they basically had him guilty of everything. Couldn't use drugs, had to pee in a bottle, had to do all kinds of things just to get out. So basically what they've done is, just by virtue of the fact that they've pointed a finger at this guy and said he was arrested, they've already convicted him in their mind and put it, and they've visualized him as a felon, and he's got to play like he is a felon all throughout this.
You're guilty until proven innocent, and you don't even have due process of law anymore with the Patriot Act. If they so choose, they can just hold you in detention indefinitely.
Well, that's what they did with Jose
Padilla. That's why I call it the USSA, like the USSR.
Right, and speaking of the USSA, I want you to plug your book while we've got you here, okay? It's tell them the name of your book and how they can get it.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that you can get most of the information I've written for free on the web, but nobody wants to read it. 300-page blog.
Okay, give them the name of the book and how they can get it. Did I lose Ryan again? Yes, I guess I lost Ryan again. I don't know what it is with the connection. Maybe it's Japan. Maybe he's talking about information that the powers that be don't want him to tell us. I'm not sure. But at any rate, yes, his book is, what did I do with this here? I want to mention it just in case I can't get him back up on the air. I believe it was the late, great USSA, but I won't quote that. And now I cannot find my schedule of where I wrote it down. But at any rate, let me give you this, folks. His website is www.rise2cents, and that's R-Y-S, the numeral 2, cents, S-E-N-S-E. .com. And I'm certain you can go in there and you can order a copy of his book. A lot of packed, jam-packed information, full of information. You know, I believe that save another complete, unbiased, international, if you will, investigation on 9/11, I believe that this young gentleman has probably put together the most compelling amount of evidence that one could put together in such a way that if you were to take this in front of a jury, if it were ever to get there, let me preface that by saying if it were ever to get there, that it is my opinion that, yes, the perpetrators would be convicted. Not that that will ever happen, as we know. But as Wayne came on a little while ago and was talking about, and, you know, the fact is that we've got to get this out there. We cannot be afraid to take the evidence, just like they would in a courtroom, okay, you go by a preponderance of the evidence, or in a criminal trial, you go by a reasonable doubt. We cannot be afraid to take this evidence, put it forth, speak it out, and let them hit us with their attacks. Because, again, this issue has nothing to do with the Jewish people, per se. It has to do with the Zionist neocons. And I go back to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. Beware of those who claim to be Jews, but are not. Have we got Ryan back? Okay. I guess we're trying to get Ryan back on here. But at any rate, again, I say beware of those.
Hello? Mike, can you hear me?
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my guest, Ryan Dawson. We've got Ryan Dawson back up on the air. And forgive me, technical difficulties again. Sometimes when we come out with information that is very hard-hitting, folks, the powers that be don't want you to hear this. So I'm not sure where I broke off. Ryan Dawson, we got to close this out. But I want to tell you, you know, there is a little bit of good news in this, my friend, and that is that a lot of these neocons are deserting a sinking ship like rats, and the cockroaches that they are. I mean, let's face it, Gonzalez is gone, Karl Rove is gone, Wolfowitz is gone, he got kicked out of the World Bank as well. A lot of these guys are slithering back into the woodwork by which they came. Any closing comments you want to make regarding that?
Yeah, and Pearl and Feist both resigned as well. They're going to get what's coming to them. That little technical difficulty, I'm going to chalk that up to coincidence, but it reminds me, I wrote in 2005 that I thought they were going to bomb London on the 7th of July. It was George Bush's birthday. It was still the 6th in the United States time-wise. And after I wrote that, my websites, I had two of them, they were both deleted. And white. And I tried to look at the catchy in Google and I couldn't find anything. And that's why the first time I was ever on radio was somebody who happened to catch it before it was gone and, found me months later and then said, "Were you the guy that wrote that?" And I said, "Yes." And, cause I started a new website with the same name and some of the people found me again. But that was the first time when I started on this was after predicting the 7/7 bombing. That was an inside job, too.
That's not George Bush's birthday.
No, 7-6 is his birthday.
Right.
But it was in
right.
the morning of 7-7. It happened, yeah, the night of his birthday, he was having a party and went down there. Supposed to be having a summit with African debt relief, which is too good to be true. I figured it would be transportation because they had already used trains and planes. Madrid bombing was all the same. And mm-hmm. then in George Galloway's district in London. And they just converted the conference to an anti-terrorism conference where they had everybody there. I mean, I wish they could do a conference on African debt relief. But that's another thing with this neocolonial model from Africa to Indonesia. I mean, all these places, it's this system of perpetual debt through World Bank and IMF. I mean, that could be a whole other show. But,
well, that'll be a subject for our next show. And I will have you up again, Ryan. You've been a great guest.
Jonathan Tyler's done a lot of good work on that, and I'd love to get in, do a show just on the banking and the whole system. I mean, this is sort of a macrocosm of the microcosm of what happens to the Native Americans on the reservations is extended to the quote-unquote third world, and I don't think people understand it very well. They just say the man or the system, and they know something bad is happening, but I'd love to explain that. It's the same people again.
I will have you up again. Okay, my friend, I appreciate you coming up on the show. Sorry for the technical glitches. It could be coincidence, and it might be that they don't want to hear what you have to say. I don't know. The powers that be, I mean. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on, Ryan Dawson. And before you leave, say the name of your book again.
Welcome to the USSA.
Welcome to the USSA. Okay.
Everybody go to just Google anti-neocons. And my site will come up. And join it.
Okay.
Anti-neocons. It's anti-neocons.com. And there's a form on there, and everyone can write on it. And it's open. So you can get all your ideas. We have a huge category of everything up there. Please.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Ryan Dawson. All right, Ryan Dawson.
Paul on Leno tonight.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ryan Dawson, folks. Okay. End of another day. Great show today, folks. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. Guess what? Today's Tuesday. Bob Chapman's coming up for the Chapman Report. Don't want to miss that. Interesting what gold's doing these days. And silver. Silver is starting to move. Getting close, folks. Have a good rest of the day, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Stand up.